쿠버먼 랩 이센셜즈에 오신 것을 환영합니다. 여기서는 정신건강, 신체건강, 그리고 성능 향상을 위한 과학 기반의 가장 효과적이고 실행 가능한 도구들을 다시 살펴봅니다.
Welcome to Huberman Lab Essentials, where we revisit past episodes for the most potent and actionable science-based tools for mental health, physical health, and performance. Welcome to Huberman Lab Essentials, where we revisit past episodes for the most potent and actionable science-based tools for mental health, physical health, and performance. Welcome to Huberman Lab Essentials, where we revisit past episodes for the most potent and actionable science-based tools for mental health, physical health, and performance. Welcome to Huberman Lab Essentials, where we revisit past episodes for the most potent and actionable science-based tools for mental health, physical health, and performance.
저는 앤드루 후버먼이며 스탠퍼드 의대의 신경생물학 및 안과학 교수입니다.
I'm Andrew Huberman, and I'm a professor of neurobiology and ophthalmology at Stanford School of Medicine. I'm Andrew Huberman, and I'm a professor of neurobiology and ophthalmology at Stanford School of Medicine. I'm Andrew Huberman, and I'm a professor of neurobiology and ophthalmology at Stanford School of Medicine. I'm Andrew Huberman, and I'm a professor of neurobiology and ophthalmology at Stanford School of Medicine.
그리고 이제 디아어 웨디 창과의 대화를 시작하겠습니다.
And now for my discussion with Dr. Eddie Chang. And now for my discussion with Dr. Eddie Chang. And now for my discussion with Dr. Eddie Chang. And now for my discussion with Dr. Eddie Chang.
에디, 환영합니다.
Eddie, welcome. Eddie, welcome. Eddie, welcome. Eddie, welcome.
당신과 함께 있어서 정말 기쁩니다.
Great to be here with you. Great to be here with you. Great to be here with you. Great to be here with you.
당신의 최근 주요 연구 분야는 음성 및 언어의 신경생물학입니다.
Your main focus these days is the neurobiology of speech and language. Your main focus these days is the neurobiology of speech and language. Your main focus these days is the neurobiology of speech and language. Your main focus these days is the neurobiology of speech and language.
그렇다면 익숙하지 않은 분들을 위해 음성과 언어의 차이를 설명해 주시겠어요? 특히 서로 다른 뇌 영역이 이들을 제어하는지 여부에 관해서요.
So for those that aren't familiar, could you please distinguish for us speech versus language in terms of whether or not different brain areas control them? So for those that aren't familiar, could you please distinguish for us speech versus language in terms of whether or not different brain areas control them? So for those that aren't familiar, could you please distinguish for us speech versus language in terms of whether or not different brain areas control them? So for those that aren't familiar, could you please distinguish for us speech versus language in terms of whether or not different brain areas control them?
제가 언어에 대해 생각할 때는 단어와 말하기에 대해 생각합니다.
When I think about language, I think about words and just talking. When I think about language, I think about words and just talking. When I think about language, I think about words and just talking. When I think about language, I think about words and just talking.
만약 제가 긴 팟캐스트를 하려고 앉거나 당신에게 질문을 하려고 생각할 때 저는 말하고 싶은 단어들에 대해 그렇게 많이 생각하지 않습니다.
If I sit down to do a long podcast or I think about asking you a question, I don't even think about the words I want to say very much. If I sit down to do a long podcast or I think about asking you a question, I don't even think about the words I want to say very much. If I sit down to do a long podcast or I think about asking you a question, I don't even think about the words I want to say very much. If I sit down to do a long podcast or I think about asking you a question, I don't even think about the words I want to say very much.
I
have to think about them a little bit, one would hope, but I don't think about individual syllables unless I'm trying to, you know, accent something, or it's a word that I have a particular difficulty saying, or I want to change the cadence, etc. I have to think about them a little bit, one would hope, but I don't think about individual syllables unless I'm trying to, you know, accent something, or it's a word that I have a particular difficulty saying, or I want to change the cadence, etc. I have to think about them a little bit, one would hope, but I don't think about individual syllables unless I'm trying to, you know, accent something, or it's a word that I have a particular difficulty saying, or I want to change the cadence, etc. I have to think about them a little bit, one would hope, but I don't think about individual syllables unless I'm trying to, you know, accent something, or it's a word that I have a particular difficulty saying, or I want to change the cadence, etc.
그렇다면 이 뇌 영역들에는 정확히 무엇이 포함되어 있을까요?
So what in the world is contained in these brain areas? So what in the world is contained in these brain areas? So what in the world is contained in these brain areas?
무엇이 표현되어 있을까요?
What is represented? What is represented? What is represented? What is represented?
저는 이것이 가장 흥미로운 질문 중 하나라고 생각하며 당신의 전문 분야에 정확히 해당한다고 알고 있습니다.
To me, this is perhaps one of the most interesting questions, and I know this lands square in your wheelhouse. To me, this is perhaps one of the most interesting questions, and I know this lands square in your wheelhouse. To me, this is perhaps one of the most interesting questions, and I know this lands square in your wheelhouse. To me, this is perhaps one of the most interesting questions, and I know this lands square in your wheelhouse.
네.
Sure. 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 Sure.
앤드루, 이것에 대해 자세히 살펴봅시다. 왜냐하면 지금 일어나고 있는 가장 흥미로운 일 중 하나가 뇌가 이러한 정확한 질문들을 어떻게 처리하는지 이해하는 것이기 때문입니다.
Let's get into this, Andrew, because this is one of the most exciting stuff. That's happening right now is understanding how the brain processes these exact questions. Let's get into this, Andrew, because this is one of the most exciting stuff that's happening right now is understanding how the brain processes these exact questions. Let's get into this, Andrew, because this is one of the most exciting stuff that's happening right now is understanding how the brain processes these exact questions. Let's get into this, Andrew, because this is one of the most exciting stuff that's happening right now is understanding how the brain processes these exact questions.
음성은 의사소통 신호에 해당합니다.
And speech corresponds to the communication signal. And speech corresponds to the communication signal.
And speech corresponds to the communication signal. And speech corresponds to the communication signal.
It corresponds to me moving my mouth and my vocal tract to generate words. It corresponds to me moving my mouth and my vocal tract to generate words. It corresponds to me moving my mouth and my vocal tract to generate words. It corresponds to me moving my mouth and my vocal tract to generate words.
그리고 당신은 이것들을 청각 신호로 듣고 있습니다.
And you're hearing these as an auditory signal. And you're hearing these as an auditory signal. And you're hearing these as an auditory signal. And you're hearing these as an auditory signal.
언어는 훨씬 더 광범위한 것입니다.
Language is something much broader. Language is something much broader. Language is something much broader. Language is something much broader.
그것은 제가 말하는 단어들로부터 당신이 추출하는 것을 의미합니다.
So it refers to what you're extracting from the words that I'm saying. So it refers to what you're extracting from the words that I'm saying. So it refers to what you're extracting from the words that I'm saying. So it refers to what you're extracting from the words that I'm saying.
우리는 그것을 화용론이라고 부르는데 제 말의 요점을 이해하시겠어요?
We call that pragmatics and sort of are you getting the gist of what I'm saying? We call that pragmatics and sort of are you getting the gist of what I'm saying? We call that pragmatics and sort of are you getting the gist of what I'm saying? We call that pragmatics and sort of are you getting the gist of what I'm saying?
또 다른 측면이 있는데 우리는 그것을 의미론이라고 부릅니다.
There's another aspect of it that we call semantics. There's another aspect of it that we call semantics. There's another aspect of it that we call semantics. There's another aspect of it that we call semantics.
이 단어들과 문장들의 의미를 이해하시나요?
Do you understand the meaning of these words and the sentences? Do you understand the meaning of these words and the sentences? Do you understand the meaning of these words and the sentences? Do you understand the meaning of these words and the sentences?
또 다른 부분이 있는데 우리는 그것을 구물론이라고 부르며 이는 단어들이 어떻게 문법적 형태로 조합되는지를 나타냅니다.
There's another part that we call syntax which refers to how the words are assembled in a grammatical form. There's another part that we call syntax which refers to how the words are assembled in a grammatical form. There's another part that we call syntax which refers to how the words are assembled in a grammatical form. There's another part that we call syntax which refers to how the words are assembled in a grammatical form.
그래서 이 모든 것들이 언어의 정말 중요한 부분이고 말은 단지 언어의 한 가지 형태일 뿐입니다.
So those are all really critical parts of language and speech is just one form of language. So those are all really critical parts of language and speech is just one form of language. So those are all really critical parts of language and speech is just one form of language. So those are all really critical parts of language and speech is just one form of language.